Welcome into the Green Zone, presented by BetMGM here on VSiN and VSiN.com. I am Brady Cannon, live at the beautiful and bustling Mandalay Bay Race and Sportsbook on an NFL Sunday. My partner, Wes Reynolds, down the street at the VSiN Studios at the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa. The crew on the scene, J.J. Leonard, Brett Einick, Tom Cheney, Nick Murphy, Sean McCollum, and Dez Schultz, as we get ready to take you through the next 3 hours of NFL Sunday coverage, scoring updates, and in-game betting opportunities. And Wes, let's get right to it. Welcome back. Good to see you again, my friend. The New England Patriots tied in a 10-10 ball game with the Arizona Cardinals. The Cardinals went off as 2.5-point favorites, closed today at BetMGM as just 1-point favorites, and New England knocking on the door in the second half.
Yeah, currently third and goal from the Arizona one, all tied at 10. New England, by the way, only had about 71 yards in the first half of total offense, averaging like 3.1 yards a play, having a little bit more success here as it's currently 10-10. Arizona was about a half-point favorite at the second half, and timeout now on the field. 3:35 left to go. New England knocking on the door. I only had New England on a teaser today. I couldn't get there really on either side, but a very much a slog for the New England Patriots offensively. A little bit of improvement now, up to 3.9 yards a play. But you can obviously tell by just the yardages for these two teams. Not a lot of offense going and defense ruling the day. But New England going to try to come back from timeout with a third and goal at the one here to get a score.
The Carolina Panthers went off as 3-point underdogs to the Vikings today, a total of 50, and that Vikings defense being exposed again, Wes Reynolds, just like it was a week ago by the Dallas Cowboys. Carolina and Teddy Bridgewater having their way with Minnesota right now. They just attempted a field goal up 21-10 on Minnesota, and that went awry. So the first break for the Vikings here in the second half.
Yeah, Joey Sly field goal blocked, so still 21-10. The two scores for the Panthers actually here in the second half. Fumble returns for touchdowns on back-to-back plays right out of the chute here to start the third quarter. Jeremy Chin, Johnny on the spot both times, a 17-yarder for a scoop and score, and also a 28-yarder. Dalvin Cook did go off with a knee injury here in the third quarter, so try to get an update on that. But he did go into the blue tent, so we'll try to get an update for you if we can on that. But right now, Carolina Panthers up 21-10. This was a game I didn't know what to do with. James Salinas on Betting Across America, Johnny on the spot here, taking the Carolina Panthers at plus 180 on the money line for the second half. And when you get two defensive scores, that's going to help your cause a great deal. So midway through the third quarter, Panthers 21, Vikings 10.
The Cincinnati Bengals with the ball in the second half, trailing the New York Giants 13-10. The Giants went off as 6.5-point favorites here at BetMGM with a total of 44.5. Right now, the Bengals out in front again 13-10 in the in-game wagering market. They are 3.5-point favorites now, Wes. Again, Bengals with the ball in the second half.
And James White, by the way, did plunge it in from 1 yard out. Patriots do currently lead 4 minutes to go in the third quarter, 17-10. But back to Giants Bengals, really the story of the day. Daniel Jones now out with a hurt hamstring, done for the day. So it is Colt McCoy that is going to be taking the reins at quarterback for the New York Giants. Currently up 13-10. Clock ticking down here late third quarter. I didn't end up getting involved with this game. I wanted to see a 7 show on Cincinnati. Never did. Obviously, we talked about this on the Green Zone here yesterday, Brady, in the fact that, look, if you're probably betting the Giants right now at 6.5, you're late to the party. Because keep in mind, this reopened 4.5 when it was official that Joe Burrow was going to be out for the rest of the season. The Cincinnati Bengals at one point were 3-point favorites on the look-ahead line. So that's almost a 10-point difference. And just as I say that, the Giants do have a turnover. 32 seconds left to go in the third quarter. A duck thrown by Brandon Allen, who is, of course, in for Joe Burrow at quarterback. Nice little scoop by the linebacker there. So the Giants are going to take over in Cincinnati territory at around the 40-yard line.
One of the best games of the day right now, Wes, is taking place in Jacksonville, Florida. The Jacksonville Jaguars taking on the Cleveland Browns, and the Browns went off as 7.5-point favorites here at BetMGM with a total of 48.5. Cleveland does have the ball right now in Jacksonville territory, and it looks like they're scampering all the way down inside the 15-yard line as the Browns lead this ball game just by a point, 20-19.
Yeah, I'm on the Jaguars here. I just thought it was a tough spot for Cleveland. Look, they had not been scoring much. They had been at home for a couple weeks, low scoring games, win over Houston, and then the win over Philadelphia last week. So I did play the Jaguars, but I also played the over in this game because I thought, look, Cleveland's kind of played in some shaky weather over the last couple weeks. So not so shaky a weather down in Duval County today in Jacksonville. So thought that the offenses would get going. And now Cleveland does have first and goal on that Kareem Hunt run. Cleveland will be at, I believe, the 7-yard line here. Third quarter is going to tick down, so we're going to go to the fourth quarter. Browns currently up 20-19. When Jacksonville went up, they did attempt a two up 19-17. That two-pointer was no good, so that could eventually play a part into what may decide the spread here, as Doug Marrone elected to go for two to try to go up four. That failed, so theoretically, assuming that the extra point would have been good, it would have been 20-20 through three quarters, but alas, it is not. Jacksonville down one as we will get underway here in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, if it doesn't play a part in the spread for the game, it may very well play a part in teasers that were placed on the Cleveland Browns taking that 7-1 or what have you in that neighborhood. Currently a 1-point lead for the Browns as they face second and goal. Let's talk about the Titans and the Colts. I believe both of you and I are on the Titans today, catching 3 or 3.5 points, depending on when you got it. But they have been firmly in control, taking care of Indianapolis as 3-point dogs today with a total of 51. This game already over the total.
Yeah, absolutely. And just the Colts injuries, especially up front, absolutely showing today. This was the number 3 ranked rush defense in the NFL. Derrick Henry had over 100 yards by halftime, 19 carries, 140 yards, 3 touchdowns. So a big day for him if you have him in DFS or you have him in fantasy or on props. And with DeForest Buckner out at defensive tackle for the Colts, also Denico Autry, also the middle linebacker Bobby Okereke. So right up the middle, you are absolutely decimated on defense, and obviously that's where the Tennessee Titans are running, is right up the middle, and they've been doing so with relative ease, with Derrick Henry averaging 7.4 yards a carry. They're getting big yardage on first down to give him second and short, so the Colts really have not been able to get him in third down all that much, just 6 times today. So Tennessee all over Indianapolis, and obviously you got two teams right now tied for the division lead, so it looks like the Titans are going to walk out of Indianapolis with the 1-game lead in the NFC South through week 12.
And I apologize, not over the total just yet. 2 points to go to hit 51, as it is currently 35-14. 9 minutes still to go in the third quarter, so it looks like this one will eventually jump over the total as Derrick Henry runs for about 15 yards there, gets the first down for the Titans. And that running game continues to be a powerhouse for Tennessee over that injured Colts defense, Wes. Talking about the Chargers and the Bills, we saw this line move quite a bit towards Los Angeles. The Bills opened up as 5.5-point favorites. Here at BetMGM, closed as 4-point favorites with a total of 51.5. The Chargers did just get back on the board, but still a 10-point advantage for Josh Allen and Buffalo.
Yeah, the Chargers did see some support here in the market. Went down to 4 here at BetMGM. It was kind of in that dead zone, Brady, when we see those lines at 4.5 or 5. It's kind of like maybe at this point of the season, and maybe the power rating indicates that's what the number should be, but it's almost in that dead zone where kind of the odds makers put a number out there and it's like, okay, here it is. You all decide where it goes. You decide if it's going to go to the Bills side and we're going to get to 6 or above, or if we're going to bet this Chargers down to 3.5 or 3, and it basically stayed in that middle zone. 24-14, Chargers going to get the ball back. Josh Allen just sacked by Joey Bosa, so 24-14 with 2:11 remaining in the third quarter. It's been pretty much all Buffalo leading throughout. Of course, the Chargers had a chance to tie. Michael Badgley did miss the the extra point, but they did get the two on the last touchdown. So Bills currently up by 10, and live line now back up. Bills minus 8.5 in the end game at BetMGM, 52.5 your current total.
Ryan Fitzpatrick in at quarterback today, replacing Tua Tagovailoa, who has the hurt thumb. By the way, Baker Mayfield, touchdown pass, good on second and goal to his tight end, Bryant. Looks like no review. They have signaled touchdown here. We'll see. Looks like possibly some controversy there, but looked like a perfectly clean touchdown pass to me. Anyway, back to the Dolphins, Wes. Ryan Fitzpatrick not having a whole lot of problem in replacement for Tua. You and I talked about it. He ought to be motivated coming back to the starting role today, taking on the Jets. 13-3 right now. Not a lot of scoring in this game, but again, Miami has controlled the pace.
Yeah, and also you could have made a case for the Jets here, I think. The fact that, look, they're still motivated, 0-10, and three of the last four games they played have been decided by single digits. Throw that Chiefs game out where they absolutely got crushed 35-9. This is a team that's not very good and obviously not very talented, but still competing at this stage of the season. I mean, you just want to get that win, and then, okay, we're not going to go 0-16 and get that off your back. So, you know, that's what you're seeing here. A very low-scoring game. Jets defense have actually played a decent game. They just can't get anything going. Sam Darnold just doesn't have any talent around him offensively. Jets are actually outgaining Miami by a very small amount, but not able to put the ball in the end zone. Jets did also miss a field goal right before the end of the half. A 29-yarder goes off the right upright from Castillo. So missed an easy field goal that would have put it right on the number, currently at 13-6. 3:13 left to go in the Meadowlands. Miami minus 10.5 plus $1.15. 29.5 the low in-game total here in New York.
Wes, I'm not sure if you saw the replay there in Jacksonville between the Jaguars and the Browns. Again, Baker Mayfield throws into the end zone for Bryant. Looks like a touchdown to me. He was hit by the defender, has the ball in control, rolls to the ground, and that is where the ball came out. They're calling it third and goal on the field, but Cleveland has challenged the play. They are currently in a commercial break. We'll see what comes out of that one. The last game on the early slate is our Las Vegas Raiders visiting the Atlanta Falcons, and the Raiders started out very sloppy today, Wes. Their first three drives, it was a turnover on downs, a fumble, and then a punt, and it really hasn't gotten a whole lot better for Las Vegas. The Falcons haven't been exactly sterling today either. A lot of field goals, but they do currently have the lead 16-3 into the second half now in Atlanta.
Yeah, now we have an interception that's going to look like it's going to be a house call. It is a flag on the play, by the way, as a Atlanta defender into the end zone on a pick six of Derek Carr. So let's wait and check on the flag. I did take Atlanta here, and Brady, we talked about this yesterday, and I know you're a believer of this Raiders team, and look, they're right in the mix for a wild card spot and have played good football at times, but you wonder about a team that's a home dog then going the next game as a road favorite, and that is usually not a good spot for that team. By the way, that penalty is on Oakland, Las Vegas. I knew I was going to do it at some point. Our Las Vegas Raiders, as that was an illegal shift. So Derek Carr throws a pick six here, and Atlanta going up 22-3. We'll see if they go for two to make it 21. But yeah, I just thought this was a bad spot for the Raiders. And I believe going back to 2012, I saw a little bit of a trend, and it made sense on an angle. And I don't like to overvalue trends, Brady, as you know. But going back to 2012, when you get a team as a home dog and then they're a road favorite the next week, that team in terms of a cover percentage is like 41%. Now, it got a little bit better with Thursday's result as Houston was in that spot against Detroit on Thanksgiving, but they had no problem. And of course, that led to Matt Patricia and Bob Quinn being terminated up there in Detroit. Not going to be able to finish out the season. Extra point is good, by the way, in Atlanta, 23-3, just 3 minutes into the third quarter.
Yeah, terminated a couple of my bets on the Lions, too. I was playing that role the Texans go from home underdog that won outright over the Patriots to the role of road favorite. And it looked pretty good for Detroit, like it has early in a lot of games this year, but they just can't play a full 60 minutes. And firing their coach, I don't think it was a bad move. I think it was probably one of the worst coaches in the NFL, and really was never able to turn around that Detroit team. By the way, third time's a charm for the Cleveland Browns. Looks like they do get into the end zone here. I believe that was Kareem Hunt, if you saw that one, Wes. So they will extend their lead over the Jacksonville Jaguars. Extra point is good, and now that is an 8-point advantage, and that's key because, again, they closed as 7.5-point favorites here at BetMGM. 27-19, your score right now with about 14 minutes left in the final frame there in Jacksonville.
Yeah, we're going to see if that going for two is going to matter. It's currently mattering right now because it should be a 7-point game, and it's now an 8-point game for Jacksonville. But I think it'll be defended because it's kind of like, okay, you're 1-9. What do you have to lose? But usually in that situation, you're not gonna necessarily go for two. Jacksonville did not get there. So 27-19. Before we hit the end of the first break, one college basketball bit of news I got to get to. Richmond Spiders outright over the Kentucky Wildcats, 76-64. They close seven and a half point dog here at BetMGM. So the young Kentucky Wildcats, and I mentioned this all last week, this is a team with a lot of talent that could be playing good ball in February and March, but they're going to struggle in November and December.
Yep, 76-64 in favor of Richmond outright as 7-point dogs. Game stays under the total. Also, South Carolina, they win and cover over Tulsa, 69-58. We'll be back inside the Green Zone presented by BetMGM. Exciting college and pro football action every week. It's time to get into BetMGM Sports Nevada, the premier sports betting app. BetMGM has all your favorite wagering options along with in-game betting, boosted odds specials, and much more. Download the BetMGM app today and stop by any MGM casino on the strip with your state-issued ID to open an account and start placing sports bets from anywhere in Nevada. Whatever your sport, whatever your betting style, you're going to love BetMGM's state-of-the-art technology and fan-friendly specials every day of the week. In addition, VSiN is reporting live from the Mandalay Bay every weekend. Yes, we are, of course, to bring you the analysis of the best matchups. Visit BetMGM for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older and physically located in Nevada. Please gamble responsibly. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. Brady Cannon and Wes Reynolds with you inside the Green Zone, presented by BetMGM. I'm live here at the Mandalay Bay Race and Sportsbook. Wes down the street at the VSiN Studios at the South Point. And Wes, the Minnesota Vikings, I'm not going to say they are done just yet. They were in a goal-to-go situation, got all the way to fourth and goal, and elected to kick the field goal. They now trail the Carolina Panthers by 8 points. 21-13 is your score there in Minnesota. And the live line has now been taken off the board after they add the 3 points there. But just prior to adding that field goal, Carolina was a 4.5-point favorite in this game. They went into the game as 3.5-point underdogs. This team's looking to make it 2 in a row, and you and I were kind of talking about this. Off of shutting out the Detroit Lions, we didn't necessarily expect them to bounce back like they have so far today.
Yeah, I did not play this game. I did not know what to do with it. But Carolina, both their scores in the second half off defensive touchdowns, and Minnesota just doesn't have it going offensively. They do get three to kind of stay in the game. Still a lot of time left, 14 minutes. When you said you thought the Vikings were done, I thought the Chargers were done after the sequence I just saw. On a 4th-and-1, and you have a 6'6 quarterback in Justin Herbert, and you go shotgun, And I've seen the Chargers do that all year. And I just don't know why. I know you want to protect your guy, but Justin Herbert's a big dude, okay?
And
he can take some contact,
too.
You know. Don't get cute, you know. Sometimes you just got to trust your offensive line to get a yard. And, of course, they don't make it out of the shotgun, but the Chargers do just get a turnover. Devin Singletary with the fumble. Chargers now have the football back. Austin Eckler, 13-yard run there. So 14:06 left to go in Buffalo. Bills currently leading the Chargers 24-14. In game currently, Bills -9.5, but +165. Obviously, with the Chargers in favorable scoring position, that's going to be juiced to their side. 49.5, your current in game total.
With the Carolina Panthers forcing the Minnesota Vikings into a field goal there, they actually increase on the spread there in game, go from 4.5 to 5.5 point favorites in the in-game market. The Miami Dolphins still 13-3 leading the New York Jets now into the fourth quarter, just underway in the fourth there in New York. Miami is a 9.5 point favorite in the in-game market with a total of 25.5. That one continues to tick down there, Wes, with no scoring, it seems like, in the entire second half. Still the same score in Indianapolis, 35-14 in favor of Tennessee, and Tennessee currently is on offense, facing 3rd-and-1 in Colts territory. They're looking to add to this score, and that will indeed take it over the total, Wes.
Yeah, Brady, you mentioned that Jets game. The Jets actually had 4th-and-1 on the Miami 17. They elect to go for it and not kick the field goal to make it a one-score game. Handed off to Frank Gore. He is stuffed for negative yardage, so now Miami has taken over. 12:42 left to go. Jets defense keeping them relatively in the game, but offense just has not been able to generate much in terms of scoring. So Miami on their own 20 will have 3rd-and-7 now, 13-3, about 12.5 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter, and they'll be short there. So Miami's going to have to punt. Jets will get the football back.
Wes, this one is interesting, and that's the New York Giants in Cincinnati taking on the Bengals. It's basically right on the number, depending on when you got it, but New York is up 16-10, just about 7 minutes or less, actually less than 7 minutes left in this ball game. New York does have the ball. Maybe one last-ditch effort here for Cincinnati to get the backdoor cover and even the outright win.
Yeah, Giants currently with the football a little bit deep into the fourth quarter here, about 6 minutes left to go, 16-10. Giants currently just inside of midfield in Cincinnati territory. Do have a 3rd-and-2 right now going with the Giants. So we will ski that result once we come back from the break.
We will do that indeed. Again, the spread very much coming into play in Cincinnati. It is the Green Zone presented by BetMGM on VSIN, the Sports Betting Network. This holiday shopping weekend is the perfect time to sign up for VSIN. New subscribers get 25% off the regular price of annual all-access membership, plus a $30 credit to the VSIN store. Subscribe today and you'll get our brand new college hoops guide, which is overflowing with everything you need for the season, our daily best bets emails, point spread weekly, 24/7 video streaming, and the chance to pick up a stylish new VSIN t-shirt, mug, or hat for the holidays. Don't miss this deal. Huge annual savings, plus a $30 credit to use on great VSIN gear. Sign up today, VSIN.com/subscribe. It is the Green Zone presented by BetMGM. Wes Reynolds, it looks like the Arizona Cardinals will settle for a field goal attempt as they were knocking on the door just barely outside of the red zone in New England, trailing the Patriots 17-10. Did you happen to see if they've attempted that kick yet to shorten this margin?
That's the only game I don't have on in the studio, so I'd have to turn around behind me at the South Point if the viewers can see the view there. I currently show it still 17-10. They're going to have a fourth and five from the 13. Speaking of field goal, that was the Raiders that John Gruden elects to kick a field goal. 6 minutes left to go in the third quarter, down 20. So it's still 23-6 Atlanta. Atlanta does have third down in their own territory. So Raiders, if they get a stop here, could get the ball back. But electing to go ahead and kick the field goal there. I mean, when you're down 20 at this point and you've got nothing going, a little bit of a questionable decision, I think, from John Gruden. But nevertheless, Atlanta is going to have a third and six, 5:47 left to go in the third quarter. And Arizona, it looks like they're now going to have a first and goal here. Is they went for it. It was incomplete. Defensive holding on McCourty. So Arizona going to get a fresh set of downs here. First and goal from the 8 yard line.
Yeah, pretty aggressive by Cliff Kingsbury there. It was fourth and five, but, you know, a good call, and it paid off with a defensive holding there on New England. So Kyler Murray and company with a fresh set of downs, again, trailing by 7 points there, deep in Patriots territory. They are into the fourth quarter in that one. The New York Giants and the Cincinnati Bengals, West. The Giants were forced to a fourth and two situation right around midfield. Cincinnati set to get the ball back with about 5 minutes. It's trailing by just 6 points in this one. The live line is currently off the board.
Yeah, because there's currently a review here to see if that was in fact a catch. It looked like a catch. Ball was stripped loose by a Giants defender. The referee is blocking the shot, actually, here, the line judge, to see if the knee was down. It is, in fact, a turnover. So now the Giants are going to have first and 10 from the 19-yard line of Cincinnati. 4:11 left to go. So spread very much in play in terms of the closing number. 6.5 pretty much market-wide, including at BetMGM. So 3 points here would put the Giants ahead of the number. 4:08 left to go. Cincinnati's going to start taking their timeouts right now. First timeout taken. Giants inside the Bengals red zone off the turnover.
Yeah, that one is definitely coming down to the wire as far as the spread is concerned. You would assume the Giants would get a field goal if they can't get a touchdown to take that over the 7 points and make it a two-possession game for the Cincinnati Bengals, and that, of course, would cover the spread. For the Giants, one of, if not the best teams in the NFL this year against the number. Wes, let's talk about the games coming up in just about 25 minutes from now. We'll start with the Saints and the Broncos, and what a crazy turn of events here. No quarterback available for the Broncos. They go deep into the practice squad. A former Wake Forest Demon Deacon wide receiver and backup quarterback Kendall Hilton will get his very first NFL snap today in Denver for the Broncos at the helm. And this point spread has gotten ridiculous as well. The Saints were about a 5.5, 6.5 point favorite. Now all the way up to as high as 17 in many shops.
Yeah, and I did like the Broncos here getting six, assuming that they were going to have healthy quarterbacks, which clearly they do not here, as Kendall Hinton is going to go for the Denver Broncos. Also, Royce Freeman, the running back, you may be able to see him in some Wildcat scenarios. But just on the principle here, I did take the Broncos plus 17. Very small, not a big play by any stretch of the imagination. I wouldn't be laying 17 points on the road pretty much anyway in the NFL. I certainly wouldn't be doing it with a guy making his second career start and his first road start, that being Taysom Hill, laying 17 in Denver. And look, Vic Fangio, we saw that he confused Tua last week. So with inexperienced quarterbacks, Vic Fangio knows how to scheme up defense, and I think he could scheme it up enough to stay within the number here. So it's Broncos plus 17, and if I wouldn't have bet it anyway, it would have been Broncos or nothing in the spot.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm not going to play the game, but I mean, you have to take 17 points. They're a 17-point road favorite. It's really crazy. Also, you've got Teron Armstead and Andrews Pete out along that offensive line for New Orleans, and that's a couple of big injuries. Also, Michael Thomas was listed as questionable, so he may not be 100% as well. The other 105-405 Eastern start will be the San Francisco 49ers taking on the Los Angeles Rams. We've seen a lot of movement here in the line. line towards the 49ers, West, down to 5.5 in favor of Los Angeles with a total of 44.5. And the Niners are getting a lot of healthy bodies back. At running back, they'll have Jeff Wilson and Raheem Mostert, also Deebo Samuel at wide receiver, Richard Sherman in the backfield. Tevin Coleman and Brandon Ayuk are still out, but San Francisco definitely getting healthier, and the bye week has got to help a team no matter what this case, injury or struggles.
By the way, cycling back to that Giants-Bengals game, Graham Gano field goal is good. 3:54 left to go. Giants ahead of the number now, 19-10. Cincinnati will have one timeout to see if they can get back within the number and get back within the back door. But on this 49ers-Ram game, I am on the 49ers at 7 in the contest. Also have them 7 in pocket. It was more not only that they're getting a little bit healthier than they've been pretty much all year. They've really been bitten by the injury bug hard in Santa Clara. But also the fact that you look at market analysis, the Rams were priced at the highest possible point. Getting a win over Seattle, tying them in the division, and the Rams would have the tiebreaker with the head-to-head. So they're essentially the NFC West leaders right now. And then they go to Tampa on Monday night and get a nice win over Tom Brady and the Bucks. So the Rams now are all of a sudden the market was a little lukewarm on them a few weeks ago. And now it's like, oh, the Rams are good again. They're a Super Bowl contender again. And they very may well be, but I thought 7 was a lot here to lay to the 49ers. The market clearly has agreed. So this looks like maybe that proverbial pros versus Joes, as you're now seeing 5 in the market, still 5.5 here at BetMGM. But I think the general Joes are on the Rams, and maybe some of the pros are on the 49ers, judging by this line movement.
No, I'm with you, Wes. I'm very much a Rams fan. I picked them to win the NFC West. I do believe they are a Super Bowl contender. But the spot here, we know NFL's week to week. The spot definitely dictates the 49ers for me, catching 7 points. I don't know if I'd get involved at this point with it at 5 or 5.5. But initially, I thought 7 was definitely too many. The Cardinals are on the board. It looks like they're trying to tie it up here with an extra point against the Patriots. We'll be right back on BetMGM's The Green Zone. BetMGM customers have a chance to win $100 when they place a $1 wager on any pro football team to score a touchdown. Sign up and use the bonus code VSIN100 to take advantage of this offer. Get ready for showtime. Download the app today and use promo code VSIN100 to win $100 when you bet $1 on any pro football team to score a touchdown. New customer offer paid in free bets. Visit BetMGM for terms and conditions. 21 years or older to wager. Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, Nevada, Tennessee, and West Virginia only. Please gamble responsibly. If you have a problem, call 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado and Nevada, 1-800-GAMBLER in New Jersey and West Virginia. In Tennessee, call or text the red line at 800-889-9789 and 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. Promotional offer not available in Nevada. Brady Cannon and Wes Reynolds back with you inside the Green Zone, presented by BetMGM. And those Bengals backers, Wes, look like they may get their wish climbing through the back door here. Brandon Allen and company had his club down into the red zone of the New York Giants in the waning moments of this ball game, trailing by 9.
Yeah, 3rd and 10, 2:43 remaining. A couple teams looking to get in the back door here, and the Bengals just inside the 20 here. With one timeout and the 2-minute warning, you have to think if they don't convert here, and it looks like that's going to be no problem. That is dropped into the end zone, but a flag thrown. Bengals are going to get first and goal here at the 1-yard line, it looks like, as pass interference into the end zone. So waiting for that confirmation from the official, and that is indeed the call. So if they wouldn't have converted there and no flag, you would have thought the Bengals at least would have kicked there to try to get it to be a 1-score game. So Bengals backers, at least it's looking more promising that you might get into the back door. Still a timeout remaining as well as the two-minute warning. And also Jacksonville trying to do the same. They get the stop on fourth and inches. It looks like that was called. But Jerome Boger is giving an explanation that unfortunately I'm not able to hear right now. But nevertheless, the Jacksonville Jaguars are on the field. Offensively, 5:29 remaining in Jacksonville, 27-19. And of course, we do bring back up that fact that Doug Marrone did go for two, up 19-17. Did not get it. So that is why they're down 8 instead of 7 at this standpoint. But nevertheless, Jacksonville is going to have three timeouts and 5:29 left to try to see if they can get into the back door. Browns currently leading once again 27-19. No live line currently up at BetMGM.
And they're facing a 2nd and 10, and they are deep in their own territory around their own 22-yard line or so. Mike Glennon still at quarterback for the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Minnesota Vikings also trying to mount a comeback, Wes. And Dalvin Cook is back in the game. He was injured for a short time. We were not sure if he was going to come back. And it is back to an 11-point deficit as Joey Sly adds a field goal for Carolina. Just under 9 minutes now left in this ball game, 24-13 in favor of the underdog Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, and we've also got two games that look all but over. Miami did score a couple minutes ago on a Fitzpatrick touchdown, 20-13. Now has picked off Sam Darnold and the Jets, 20-3, 6:20 left to go in the Meadowlands. Miami looks like they're going to get the win here, and still a lot of time left with 2 minutes into the third quarter, but Atlanta also into the end zone for another score. That extra point is good. Atlanta Falcons all over the Raiders, 30-6. That went up to 3.5 based on that injury information. And by the way, that touchdown was Ryan DePaul from 4 yards out. Off the injuries, with Julio Jones not going today, with Todd Gurley not going today, Atlanta looked shorthanded, and this went up to 3.5. But Raiders in absolutely a tough spot here. And, you know, this was the same situation they were in last season, if you recall, when they had that close home loss and they were 6-4 in week 12. They went to the Jets and played them last year, lost the game 34-3, finished the season 1-5, and missed the playoffs. So the silver and black, hoping that history doesn't repeat itself here in 2020, but it looks like they for sure are going to fall to 6-5 as Atlanta absolutely dominating the Raiders on this afternoon.
Cincinnati does get into the end zone, Wes, and they are now firmly inside of that point spread. Again, closing as 6.5-point underdogs here at BetMGM. The New York Giants currently with a 19-17 lead, under 3 minutes left to go in this ball game, and the Cincinnati Bengals will kick it off to the New York Giants. You have to believe they're going to try an onside kick here. Also, a good one in Foxborough, Wes. The Patriots are on the move. They had 1st and 10, and I believe it was a false start. That'll set them up with 1st and 15, but tied with the Arizona Cardinals at 17 apiece in the waning moments of the fourth quarter there.
Yeah, 5:14 left to go in New England, 17 apiece, as you mentioned, Brady. All I had in this one was New England on the teaser up to 8.5. So two timeouts left for the New England Patriots, just one left for Arizona. New England currently at about midfield, all tied at 17. And also Jacksonville now deep into Cleveland territory. They are down 27-19. So a touchdown and then likely having to be forced to go for two again. So Jacksonville currently at the Cleveland 25, 3:57 remaining. All three timeouts left for the Jacksonville Jaguars as Mike Glennon trying to get him into the end zone. And thought he might have gotten that. That tight end made a heck of an effort to catch that pass, but to no avail. So 2nd and 10 coming back for the Jags.
6.5 minutes left to go in Minnesota. Dalvin Cook gets the handoff on 4th and 1 and gets the first down. So Minnesota keeps the drive alive. They are pretty deep into Carolina territory here on about the 25-yard line of the Panthers. Again, trailing by 11 points. And I have to believe, Wes, if they get a touchdown here, they're going to go for two and trying to make it a field goal ball game. And that's a completed pass from Kirk Cousins to his tight end down to the 10-yard line. So the Minnesota Vikings not out of this ball game just yet.
No, not at all. And neither are the Los Angeles Chargers, as on 4th and 2 from the 38, Sean McDermott elects to go for it. Josh Allen intercepted. Chargers take over at their own 44. 6 minutes left to go, 24-17. Most consecutive games decided by 10 points or fewer. Active streak, the Chargers by far leading the league at 12. So this is a typical Charger game, very close, and seeing if they can get on the right side of the luck job here today. 24-17, Bills currently leading the Los Angeles Chargers.
And the Minnesota Vikings do strike with a touchdown, Kirk Cousins to Justin Jefferson. It is now 24 to 19. So looks like Mike Zimmer will probably go for two here to try and make it a field goal game. And, you know, it's interesting. You're talking about the Chargers and Justin Herbert, obviously the favorite to win Rookie of the Year. This guy, Justin Jefferson, isn't too bad either. As we see now, the Jacksonville Jaguars are faced with 4th and 10, Wes. And this is pretty much the ball game for Jacksonville. 3 minutes and 43 seconds left. If they don't convert here, it is all but over.
Yeah, and we also have a turnover here in Buffalo. Looks like Justin Herbert has thrown an interception. Only first turnover of the day for the Chargers. Bills have 3 of their own, but nevertheless, they're leading on the scoreboard as Herbert tried to hit him over the middle. Safety came across and picked off the ball. So about 5 minutes left to go in Buffalo, actually a little bit less than 5 minutes. And we're going to be seeing the Bills take over 24-17. This line closed 4.5, 4 basically in the market. Bills going to take over on their own 35. Chargers with 2 timeouts left to go, 5:17 to go. So Bills are going to have to make a couple first downs. They can't totally run out the clock here, but we'll see when the Chargers elect to take their timeouts. But meanwhile, they need to tackle the ball carriers. Now the Bills are in the Chargers territory.
And Minnesota does convert on the 2-point conversion, Wes. So we have a ball game on our hands once again in Minnesota, 24-21. The Panthers out in front by 3 points with about 5.5 minutes left in that ball game. I don't know if you're able to see New England and Arizona. Was that the game you said? That's the one you don't have on your screen, I believe.
Yeah, it's behind me here on the big screen at the South Point. But when I got the camera on me, unfortunately,
right.
I can't look back and
see. But we've got first and 10 for Arizona. Arizona, they are in New England territory. I'm not sure how New England gave up the possession there. They were driving, but now we have, and J.J. Leonard tells me, our producer, thank you, an interception. So Cam Newton turns the ball over. Arizona and Kyler Murray now in control. Just about 2.5 minutes left in this ball game, and again, they are in New England territory, tied 17 apiece here. I am not seeing a live line on this one just yet, Wes.
Yeah, I'm not either, as they're trying to determine who has possession. And speaking of that, down in Jacksonville, looked like Mike Glennon was sacked on 4th and 10, but defensive holding called on the Cleveland Browns. So the Jacksonville Jaguars, much to my happiness as a Jags backer, are going to get a little bit of a reprieve. 1st and 10, 3:37 remaining down there in Duval County, 27-19, the Cleveland Browns lead. Jacksonville going to have a 1st and 10 now inside the 15-yard line.
The only games that we are not really covering here because they are finished are the Atlanta Falcons and the Las Vegas Raiders. 30-6, Atlanta just really steamrolling Las Vegas today. The in-game number, if you're still interested, is Atlanta minus 23.5. The other one is the Indianapolis Colts and the Tennessee Titans, West. The Titans up by 18 points, 38-20. This game sails over the total, all numbers. It closed at 51 here at BetMGM, and Tennessee has been forced to punt here. They'll give the ball back to Indianapolis with just about 6.5 minutes left in this game, but 18 points to recover for Indianapolis. I think that's a little bit too tall of a task.
Yeah, it absolutely is. This has been all Tennessee today with the Colts injuries, and then you get a focused Titans team. Derrick Henry, by the way, if you're keeping score, 27 for 178 on the ground and 3 touchdowns. Jacksonville going to be driving here when we come back from the break at the top of the hour. False start penalty. 2nd and 8 now at the 18-yard line. 2:57 left to go. Browns 27, Jags 19.
The New York Giants have the ball up by 2 points, 19-17, at the two-minute warning in Cincinnati. 1 hour in the books. We'll come back on the other side in the Green Zone, presented by BetMGM, right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.